From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. In Alabama, more than 400,000 children aged 5 through 11 are now eligible for COVID-19 shots since federal regulators gave the go-ahead to the Pfizer vaccine yesterday. WBHM's Kyra Miles spoke with parents and kids who are hopeful the shots will bring more normalcy.
Josh Flores did everything he could to protect his kids from COVID-19, even pulling them out of Hoover City schools to homeschool them. But when his 7-year-old son tested positive for COVID-19, he knew they needed another solution.
And to see him so lethargic and just not wanting to move, it was really scary. And so, of course, if I can protect him from going through that again, I'm all for it.
So when Flores heard the FDA authorized the Pfizer vaccine for kids his son's age, he was ecstatic. His son Stark is also on board.
I know that the vaccine like trains your body to be ready to fight the virus if you get it.
5 to 11-year-olds make up a little over 7% of COVID cases seen in Alabama in the last 4 weeks. And as early as next week, many of them could get the first shot of the Pfizer vaccine. David Kimberlin co-directs the Division of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at UAB and Children's of Alabama. He says despite the lower infection numbers, COVID-19 is still the 8th leading cause of death in children in the United States. He recently told reporters he sees the vaccine as a clear solution.
Overall, it will help the state have a level of immunity that makes the next potential wave of this virus less likely to do the kind of damage, devastating damage, that the Delta wave did to us in August and September.
Vaccines have to go through multiple rounds of research and analysis by different organizations before being approved. And for Becky Patterson in Hoover City, the benefits greatly outweigh the risks. She wants her 10-year-old daughter to be first in line to get a shot.
To her, it is as natural as wearing a seatbelt. She knows it's for her protection. No kid likes a shot, but she's willing to do it and understands that it's for not just for her, but also to see her grandparents.
The Jefferson County Department of Public Health is preparing for vaccine rollout for younger children, but is unsure how many doses they will receive. According to the Associated Press, it's estimated that Alabama will receive 140,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine for kids. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member covering education for WBHM.